vision. And going to ask you to pray with me some as I share. You know, this is the first Friday of the new year. Can we have the lights? This is the first Friday of the new year, and I know many people at this time of year, they make resolutions, and they take and they sort of stop, and they begin to look at their lives, and they think about what they want to do and perhaps what they haven't done, and that's all well and good, and it's always a good thing to really come back to the Lord when we're doing that and think, well, God, what is it you want me to be doing, and what is the vision that you have for my life? And I just so appreciate the fact that we did pray for dreams and aspirations for our young people, because that's going to be tied into what I'm sharing this morning. And, you know, we know what the word tells us in Habakkuk about writing a vision and making it plain so those that read it can run with it. Amen? And what I'm going to talk about today is waiting patiently. What the scripture does say in the New Living Translation in Habakkuk 2 and 3 is it says, this vision is for a future time. It describes the end, and it will be fulfilled. If it seems slow in coming, wait patiently, for surely it will take place. It will not be delayed. And so many of you, sometimes like myself, you may feel like it's slow in coming. And just because it's slow in coming doesn't mean that it's not going to come. Amen? So if it seems slow in coming, wait patiently for it will surely take place. And Langston Hughes tells us in his poem, Dreams, hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is like a winged bird that cannot fly. Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams go, life is like a barren field covered with snow. And so, one of the things in one of the morning prayers that the Lord had kind of breathed into my heart was that he was going to begin to change the scene of education in this city, that he was going to begin to bring in new systems, and that these systems were going to be established here, and it was going to begin to change the way education is viewed across the country. Amen? And it was funny when the Lord showed me that, and I didn't really want to say it because that's such a big thing, but the word that the Lord had given me was to have childlike faith. And as I sort of spoke that on different occasions, the Lord has been manifesting and showing me how he is really doing that here and there and in little ways. Amen? Amen? And one of the things that had popped on my screen, I work at Boston University, was the fact that Thomas Mayer Menino had charged 5 universities in the city to take 10 schools in the city of Boston and build a relationship with them. And I got really excited when I heard that, because I said, Lord, I believe that they're going to be establishing systems and programs that are going to begin making some of these changes. And as I thought about it, you know, what Bishop often says to us is, if you make happen for someone else, God will make it happen for you. Amen? Amen. And we all know that these systems are not going to change without prayer and without a covering of prayer. And I had this really bad dream. I don't often have bad dreams, but I had this really bad dream the other night, and it was of a bird that was in a white cloth, and there was a person. I couldn't see who the person was. I couldn't see where the room was, but the person was holding this bag, and in the bag was the bird, and the bird was trying to break free, and, you know, the wings were being clamped in, and it so horrified me that I started screaming, and I was shaking in my bed. And my husband had to just kind of comfort me and calm me down. And I was yelling, but the bird, but the bird. And he was like, it's okay, it's okay. And, you know, I realized when I woke up that I am that bird. You know, that I am that bird, that I'm feeling like my wings are being trapped in and closed in, and that I can't fly. And so the reason I'm sharing that is because really what the Lord is speaking to me is wait patiently. You know, if it seems slow in coming, wait patiently, for it will surely take place. And so there are times and places perhaps in your lives or the lives of others around you where you're thinking, but Lord, the vision you gave me is not happening. I don't see it. And maybe you're feeling closed in, or maybe you're feeling trapped, or maybe you're really doubting whether God is going to be moving. And I wanted to just share with you these two programs that the Lord is establishing in the city of Boston to begin to change the educational system, because for me, these are examples of people who had vision And the Lord surely brought it to pass. And the Lord is not only bringing it to pass, but he's going to continue to bring it to pass. And I believe he's going to fulfill a lot of things here in the city of Boston, a lot of things that we pray for here on Fridays in terms of young people having opportunities and dreams and aspirations and fulfilling the purpose that God has for them. So I want to take a minute and pray for this woman named Susan Dougherty, because she's the liaison between the School of Education and the Trotter School. Amen? And what they've done is BU has set up these two programs. One is with the Trotter School, and the other one is with English High. And I wanted to pray for these two women, Susan Dougherty and Ruth Shane, that the vision that the Lord has given in terms of this Step Up program will continue to come to pass. And what happened was I also had opportunity to go to a dinner for my job, and in the course of that dinner, I had the chance to sit with the provost of Boston University. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is because on my job, I had shared it here before, that I feel afflicted and I have really felt under a lot of persecution. And I think if many people on my job would vote who would be the coworker that we want to sit next to the provost, which is a real honor, it would not have been me. But in the course of the way God does things, God orchestrated it so that I had a chance to sit next to the provost. Mm. And as the provost began telling me, because I had a vision that I had shared about doing some outreach work with the black community, and apparently the board got hold of it and they really began to love the idea, and the provost was very excited about my idea. So he turned to me and started to tell me about the Step Up program that BU's a part of, and then he asked me, how do you think we could get the churches involved? And I'm sitting here, I'm like, Lord, the provost of Boston University is asking little old me how he can get the churches involved in this program. Amen? And so I told him. Do you know what I did? I told this man that I didn't say the Lord had given me a vision, but I did say, you know what? I see the day coming when people will not just run out of the city of Boston, but they will run to the city of Boston to put their children in the public schools in Boston because they're going to be so excellent. And he said, he looked at me and said, you're saying that's how it is now? And I said, no, that's not how it is now, but that is how it's going to be. Amen? And I know this man probably thinking I'm really crazy, but the reason I could say this is because I had confidence in the Lord. The other organization that I want us to pray for is the Posse Foundation, because then he started to tell me about this organization. It's called the Posse Foundation, and it was founded by a woman named Deborah Beal, and she's a MacArthur genius. So she's been given, over the years, since 1989, she has collected $175 million in scholarship money. And what they do is they've gone into these urban areas. In particular, Atlanta is packed with Boston. And this January, I guess they're sending 12 Atlanta students up here to Boston. And the concept is you don't send a kid into an environment like this by themselves. You send them with their posse. So you send them with a crew. Amen? And so there are a group of students coming up here from Atlanta to Boston. And my daughter went from Boston to Atlanta. And for 8 months of her 9 months, we had to hear how horrible of a city Atlanta was. Amen? So it's culture shock, and I know these young people are going to be having culture shock as they move up here. So I just wanted us to take a few minutes to pray for these women, Susan Dougherty, Ruth Shane, and Deborah Beal, and to put a prayer covering over their visions, because these are the ways in which God is using people to change the systems, the educational system here in the city of Boston. Amen? So if we could just begin to pray for those, I'm going to ask... Actually, I'm going to ask Sister Gwen, because I know that you're in education, if you will close out the prayer about the Step Up program, which is the Boston University program connected with the Trotter School and the English School. Amen. And then I'm going to ask Sister Karen if you will close out on the Posse Foundation, which is these urban youth coming from Atlanta up here to Boston University and getting established in their careers. Amen. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to pray together, and then they're just going to close us out. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Being a former teacher at the Trotter and even another teacher present, we know that there is a stronghold there at the Trotter School. We know that there are just spirits that hover and hold on, Lord God, and that it's been battled for years and years by prayer warriors, Lord God. We know there's a breakthrough, Lord God, but we thank you even more so what you're doing as the step program comes into place.
Thank you
for people of God, women and men of God, that get involved with the school, that light the fire of Jesus underneath the teachers and students at that school, that turn that school from a superintendent school into a school of excellence, Lord God. That, Lord, that the word would get out about the Trotter, not even like it was years ago, but the Trotter today, which is above and beyond what the school was years ago. So, Father, we thank you for the intervention of BU. We thank you, Lord God, for the vision you've placed in the heart of this woman, Lord God, and the support from the university that this school will make a change. We pray for every teacher, those that are there, those that have been there for years, Lord God, and those that are new. We thank you for the principal, Lord God, as she places her feet solid into the foundation of the school in a way to make change, Lord God, that you'll strengthen her, that she will not become weary in doing well. But in due season, she'll begin to see the big change around in that school. We thank you for the students. We thank you, Lord, for students, Lord God, that come to school to learn. Parents are encouraging, loving of one. Send them out the door with love. Encourage them to learn. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that although it's a large school, Lord God, it will be a school of excellence and functioning, Lord, beyond what we can even imagine. We thank you that other teachers will be drawn to the school to work because there's such a foundation that's there, such a good training ground. So, Father, we thank you and we praise you for the STEP program at the Trotter School in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, we just extend that prayer, Father, to use the influence of English, Father, even as English High is struggling to hold on to its accreditation, Father. I pray, Lord, that there would be a positive influence in that school, Father. And I thank you that you are setting up Christian people to be in charge of the school, Father. And Lord, that your vision will extend to them, Father, and that the school will be able to turn itself around, Father, for the betterment of our kids, Father. And Father, we also lift up the Posse Foundation, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the vision that has been placed in this city, Father, to bring students here from Atlanta and vice versa, God. We pray, Lord, for the students who are, the 12 students who are coming from Atlanta, Father. We thank you, Lord, for ordering their steps here, Father. We know, Lord, that you don't do anything haphazardly, Father. And so, Lord, we know that there is a purpose purpose for them coming here, Father. We pray, Lord, that as they arrive, or even before they arrive, Father, you begin to speak to them, Father, about the plans and the purposes that you have for their lives, Father. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, Father, to give them a hope in the future, Father. I pray, Lord, that as they arrive here, Father, they will be given mentors and be connected to godly men and women, Father, who will be able to help them get a good footing here, Father, that will help them with their housing, Father, to help them with finding a local church to attend, Father, and just help them to even grow spiritually, Father. I pray, Lord, that their needs will be met, Father, that they won't have to worry about books and groceries and everything, Father. I pray, Lord, that if they're given an apartment here, Father, they will not be given a slumlord, Father. They will be given someone who would look after them, Father, and be fair and equitable with them, Father. I pray, Lord, that their experience, while it may be eye-opening in many ways, Father, that, Lord, but they would see your purpose, Father, and that they would be surrounded by your protection, Father. Lord, we've heard different cases of people coming, students coming here and being murdered in different places, Father. But, Lord, we pray for your protection, Father. Lord, they will be covered in your blood, Father. No weapon forced against them will prosper in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the God-given purposes, Lord, that they will accomplish in their lives. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, Saints, I want to thank you for praying with me over these programs and praying over these visions, and I hope it encourages you to continue to seek the Lord for the vision that he has in your life and to wait patiently for it, because it will surely take place and it will not be delayed. Amen?
Amen.
1, 2, 3.
Jubilee! Hallelujah!
Amen.